This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jen and Victoria with Karen Schillen at the Pros in our studio in Washington for Thursday, the 10th of August, one-third of the way through the month of August 2017. Jennifer, who did you fire yesterday that was in charge of all of the technology at your place? Somebody's head had to roll.
They offered me a $25 credit, and I was like, because keep that, like, we've been having some major problems in this area. I didn't have internet on Friday. I didn't have
internet. Did I say yesterday. Nice things about her area yesterday, ladies, or not?
No.
About her area?
Mm. No, you did not.
No.
Okay, anyway, keep going.
I know.
No.
We tried to fight him, but, you know.
I was talking about the technology in the area.
That's maybe true, because as I was telling the ladies off the air, on Friday there were Spectrum trucks all over the neighborhood, and keep in mind, we also had no power for 6 hours on Friday, and then when the cable was off yesterday, I called and had to, you know, give them a little what for, and I couldn't get any information. All I got was the $25 credit.
Really? How about that?
Which really doesn't do much for you, you know?
No. Technology, technology, technology. All right, so I just want to get a spin from you, Jennifer. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about the fate of the world and Kim Jong-un and what needs to be done and how much people are paying attention to the sweat of whether Guam gets it first, Hawaii gets it first, Los Angeles gets it first, or Kim Jong-un gets it first. My bet's on Kim Jong-un getting it first, but beside the fact that any missile he puts up in the air, we can shoot down in seconds.
We hope.
So, what do you mean, we hope?
Well, we hope that that's the case. I mean,
why do you say that?
Who doesn't hope for that?
I'm not a tongue twister.
It's not a mad lib.
I'm saying that it's
a
sure thing because we have the ability.
All right,
it's been proven time after time.
But, you know, I hope that it doesn't get messed up somehow. That's why I'm saying we hope that that goes well. I don't understand. It's not a cryptic statement.
Make that a positive? We'll make that a positive. We hope that that goes well. We'll leave it. Shall we?
I think it is positive. I think it's complacent. To say, yeah, 100%, we can definitely do it if it hasn't happened.
It's arrogant. I wouldn't say that.
Oh, excuse me. I'm arrogant. No, that was an arrogant statement.
Oh, my God. I'm stopping. Go on. Move on. I can't.
Okay. Calm down.
Good morning.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Do you have a take on perhaps what is the fate of Kim Jong-un as opposed to the fate of all the news mongers in the world who have put many people on the brink of craziness because every headline is, he's going to get you, and he's not going to get you.
No, that's what he's saying. That's the problem, is that the media is covering this in a hysterical fashion because Kim Jong-un is saying, by mid-August, I'm going to go after Guam. Or he sends off these missiles and says, look, it can reach Los Angeles. Or look, this is the kind of stuff that you're getting from this leader of this regime. And it is a bit frightening because you don't know if he's thinking all too clearly or what his end game is. I mean, I think that's the question here. What is he looking to do? Because as soon as he hits a button, he's done for. I mean, this guy is going to be toast. I agree with you, Dougie, that our military, I stand confidently and you know, with the strength of our military. I believe we have the strongest and best military on the planet.
We do. I believe that, too. All I'm saying is, fingers crossed, it goes well.
Yeah.
And there's nuclear whatever in the middle, in that little
error there.
Of course.
Always room for error.
But, I mean, I would not be against the president at this point if he just said today, if we wake up and the headline is Trump is going for regime change and we go in there and knock this guy out, I'd be all for it, because what do you want to be? I mean, it makes me crazy when you hear people like John McCain or some of these other political figures who are critical about the president at every turn. I mean, John McCain talks about blowing up Russia, and yet when Kim Jong-un is making very real threats and the president says, I want to release fire and fury on you if you do something to us, then all of a sudden that sounds unbalanced and harsh. I mean, are we nuts? John McCain was saying, what about Seoul? What about all these other places around the globe? What about Los Angeles? All my family and friends that for the most part live in Los Angeles. What about Washington, D.C., where you guys live? New York, Dougie, I think you might be safe in Framingham.
Yep, I'm safe. There's no missile aimed at Framingham, but I am concerned about my children.
Yeah.
I had this long talk yesterday with
city.
My son
great.
Called me, and he was all worked up, not because he thinks it's something that would happen, but he's concerned about all the saber rattling and the effect that it has on people who his client base and the family, the jitters that parents have about their children, my grandson. We all consider all those things when focusing on this stuff that is saber-rattling, and why it is these people come into the surface, why it is, according, you know, the spiritual side of this is the question that is unanswered for me. I don't understand. I still have my faith, which is very strong, in a power that's much greater than we are, and I don't understand why we are confronted with these crazy situations. But there's a reason for it. I just don't know what the reason is. And it's not easily... the explanation, you know, some people are good and some are bad. Yeah, there's evil and there's good, and we have to understand the difference between the two.
But, you can't appreciate one without the other.
Well, I suppose maybe that's it, Jennifer. And maybe that's the place where we end the conversation. We have good and we have bad, and we wouldn't recognize or realize what's really good if we didn't have stuff that was really bad. Can we say that for things like movies? We look at the horrible. I sat in the theater last Saturday night, and the whole thing was a waste of time. But one of the biggest wastes of time was looking at all of the previews for the horrible garbage, trash, that's coming out. It's all about evil and death and destruction. And when people sit and watch that for 2 hours at a time, it has to have some impact on your psyche. Even me sitting there with my eyes closed, not wanting to see what happens to the kid who got run over by the car and whatever that damn movie is, I don't, you know, you hear the way the music goes and you know something just by listening to the music. Wah-gang! Ga-da-boom! And so, anyway, we're confronted with that. Let's focus and concentrate on all the good that there is around us. That's really my job here, to get to you and bring to you stories that are about goodness and light, not to run away from. That's, you know, we just had this conversation, to run away from that reality. But there's way too much of it every place else. So we'll put ourselves back on the island and congratulate the soon-to-be king and queen, not for a day. Some people remember the old television show. How would you like to be queen for a day? Nope. Queen Elizabeth has announced that she will be passing down her crown to her grandson, Prince William, and his wife, Kate.
Wow.
You didn't know that? The queen
no,
has skipped over her son, Prince Charles.
I mean, it was sort of assumed that she was skipping Charles, but it was never made official, ever.
Yesterday it was. So the royal family has taken most of the attention away from policies and images and that sort of thing. The queen said she believes implementing a younger generation than her son is vital for the survival of the House of Windsor. That's their family. According to one of the palace spokesperson, Her Majesty realized that William and Kate are the future and not Charles. Wow. Woo-hee. How old is Charles now? Is he about 60-something, isn't he?
I think so. Probably 65, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think she's right, though, because everyone is in love with William and Kate, and I don't think anyone really cares too much about Charles.
So where does brother, when you get down to the brass tacks of all of this stuff, what's the brother's name is dating?
Harry.
Actress from Suits?
Yeah,
right.
Harry. So what happens to him? He becomes a prince. He already is a prince, so he stays
a prince.
Once a prince... Oh, he's
he is the heir and the spare. Yeah. I didn't make that up.
Really? Oh, well, you shouldn't have told us that. I thought you did.
You've never heard that, Doug?
Never.
The heir and the spare?
No. That's from the same category of, of Johnny Mathis.
Okay.
Look at you, Victoria. Johnny Mathis quotes, huh?
Well,
no.
Was Jennifer not here after Mathis, the wedding? Yeah. Where was Jennifer after the wedding when we talked about the 12th of Never?
You're right, not here. That's right.
No,
right.
I was
she
here,
was
wasn't
at
I?
The spa.
I remember.
No, you weren't here.
The 12th of Never.
Well,
though.
We talked about it multiple times. She wasn't here the first day, and then she was here after that when we reiterated.
I wrote in my love to encourage love note to Victoria, Jennifer.
I
sent her a note, and I ended it with, I hope that you are together till the 12th of Never, and that's a long, long time. And she thought that was fabulous until her mother told her
blew up
it was from a Johnny Mathis
song. I remember that it was a Johnny Mathis song.
Okay, all right,
I gotcha.
All right, okay. All right,
I
so next up.
She was responding back to you in Johnny Mathis-ese. That's what I was
No. Thinking. You guys seriously have never heard that term, the heir and the spare?
No.
Like, if you have more than, you know, there's the heir, and then anybody else after that is just the spare.
Nope, never.
Really?
Heard
before, no. Wow.
I've heard it, Victoria.
Yeah. Okay,
you're not,
thank you,
you're
Karen.
Not completely crazy.
I'm not insane.
So isn't, I think Harry and Bimbo there are
and
down
Meghan
in
Markle is not a Markle. Bimbo. Jesus Christ.
No. Nice. No.
Now, wait a second. So here's a question.
Yes.
Was it yesterday? No, the day before yesterday.
I like
yesterday,
the redhead from that show better. Anyway. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We were talking about Prince Henrik of Denmark.
Yes.
And his wife is Queen Margrethe, and she's been the queen for 45 years or something like that. And he doesn't want to be buried with her because he was never given the title of king. He's still prince, like Prince Philip. Now, what happens with Kate? She doesn't become queen,
she
does
wants
she?
To be buried with King Heinrich.
That's
no.
a good match. But she doesn't become queen, right? Does she stay princess, or does she become queen?
No, according to this, they are king and queen when they ascend to the throne.
Oh, so the king has the power to make the wife the queen, but it's not the other way around.
No, the queen mother has the power to make her queen. She has decided they will be king and queen of England.
No, but what I'm saying is when the king takes the throne, his wife becomes queen. And this is what Prince Henrik was saying. When the queen, like Queen Elizabeth, ascended to the throne, her husband doesn't automatically become king. That can only be passed down through the bloodline. There's a difference, yeah.
Versus in England, where the queen can figure
No, in England, it's the same thing. That's why Prince Philip is still Prince Philip. He's not King Philip.
Oh, he's always going to be prince.
Right.
Once you're a prince, you're always a prince.
Right.
Once you're a king, you're not always a king.
If you marry the queen, you're never going to be king. You're just going to be the prince.
You got to be married to him before he's the king.
No, you're never going to be the king unless you are a bloodline like William is.
We're never getting anywhere.
Oh, man.
You have to have royal blood.
Yeah, you have to be of royal blood. You have to be in the bloodline. Like, you have to be Prince William to become king.
Be the real king or the real queen.
Right.
No, if you are the real king, if you are the real king, whoever you marry becomes queen. If you are the real queen, like Queen Elizabeth, whoever you marry does not automatically become king.
Ah.
He's still a prince.
Just say yes. Okay. I feel like the argument is not worth it.
That wasn't an argument.
It's really not complicated.
It was clarification. Well, that's because you're so much smarter. 20 past the hour, DJV experience.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room, presented by Speed Queen. Laundry is not a one-size-fits-all operation, though we sure do wish it was. You'll get a lot more life out of your clothing by choosing the best cycle. For sturdy clothes, go with heavy duty. Permanent press, that's perfect for light fabrics. And delicate works for your hand washables. Temperature counts too, so choose hot for whites, cold for brights, and warm for everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Talked about Kelsey Ballerini before. She's one of the performers announced at the ACM Awards show back this September. It seems like there just was one last week, last month. There are about 15 of these a year. But are there two? Anyway, so I know that we've, as I said, talked about her, but as I listen to this song, Love You Like You Mean It, I don't hear anything special. Jennifer, what am I missing?
Excuse me. About Kelsey Ballerini? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she's kind of a new crop of female country singers. She is.
They all sound the same.
Me. Well, I don't know about all sounding the same, but I think there are similarities to be drawn between her and Maren Morris, where you get kind of that soulful, poppy sound mixed in with country music.
Maren Morris is another one of the performers that has been named. This is the 11th annual Honors Night, September 15th. So Kelsey Ballerini is on the list along with Vince Gill. And I see Vince Gill.
Now, he's not a new one. He's not a new female country performer.
No, he's not. No.
He's an old male one.
So.
Now, you didn't see him with me. You only went and saw Wynonna. We were together for Wynonna, right?
I didn't see Vince Gill. Uh-huh.
Vince Gill actually performed at that at the William Shatner Celebrity Horse Show maybe 2 years before Wynonna. And how cool. I always am taken with people who can stand by themselves on a stage with a guitar and make you not want them to stop. And he did that. And I was never a huge Vince Gill fan, but, you know.
No. Brad Paisley's also on that list. Welcome to the Future is this song. Let's see who else is on this list that we like. Little Big Town. What are we? I'm going to skip to the ones that I like. Do you mind?
Little Big Town is great.
Little Big Town is huge.
Huge country act. Right.
But then there's George Strait. Going to be there. You ain't loving, you ain't worth it.
He's old school, right? George Strait?
Yes, very.
Yes.
Yep. Toby Keith is one of the performers. He's getting around a lot now, I think, isn't he?
Is he the boot in your ass singer?
And also the one who's going on a marijuana tour for this next album.
What'd you say? Is he a boot in ass?
No, is he the...
Yeah,
right? That's him?
Yeah, it's after, you know, he's got the Americana song where he says, yeah. We'll put a boot in your the American way.
Next on the list, not to interrupt Jennifer, Maren Morris, another one as we just suggested, sounds like Kelsey Ballerini. Listen to this. Do we think it's the same?
Yeah. I think Jen's right. I think there's definitely a parallel between Kelsey and Maren.
But I can hear the difference in their voices now that they've been sort of almost back-to-back here. She sounds more country, Maren Morris, to me, than Kelsey Ballerini does.
There's a little more whiskey in her voice. You know, there's a little more rock.
Okay. Thomas Rhett, also star of the show, this is called. Said for all of us here. And then there's Lady Antebellum, who has established her chops, but there's three of them. Right? The other two don't sing, they just play instruments. Two guys, right?
I think they do harmonies, don't they?
Do they?
Well, one of them does harmonies, but Josh Kelly, who is the brother of the guy married to Katie Heigl, or Catherine Heigl, sings with her all the time. He's the male singer, so...
Yeah, these are very catchy songs.
We got all of these people. Some are recipients of awards, but Bob Kingsley is going to get an award. Reba gets one. Dolly gets one. Eric Church gets one. Willie gets one. And the writer of the script for Nashville, Laurie McKenna, gets one, too. And Shel Silverstein. That's interesting. He was a poet, died a couple of years ago. Very interesting character. So all those people getting awards at the 2017 ACM Awards on September 15th. Now you don't have to watch. You know what's going to happen. 28 past the hour.
Are you happy? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The question, are you happy, is a simple one, but it's also an important one. So take a moment to reflect on it, because I'm asking you right now, are you happy? If you're not happy, what's getting in the way of your happiness? Is it other people? Is it the environment you're in? Is it something that's going on with you physically? Is it your own thoughts? Tackling your happiness is not likely going to happen in less than a minute. But identifying the source of whatever is blocking your happiness is important. When you can identify an obstacle, you have a way better chance to get around it. And your happiness is important. For support with all your emotions, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Blah blah here. This is all right down to the point. Information, conversation, perspectives on what's going on. We're all friends here. I'm Doug Steffen, friendly fellow. Jennifer Horn, friendly lady. Victoria Keelan, friendly lady. Kara Schillen, friendly person. Friendly lady, friendly person.
Yeah, thanks.
Hottie is what she is. Just call her a hottie.
All right. So I've gotten on to this shtick of finding websites so that I can. Pass along
on
things
you Google.
To
Wow, that was a flop.
Dougal?
Google. Or Dougal. I like it.
I think Dougal's cute.
You're all done now?
We'll have Dougal Maps. and Dougal Earth, Dougal Images, Dougal Street View,
Dougal News.
Dougal News. I love it.
Dougal Shopping. At the food store. All right, go on, Dougal. Don't keep us all waiting.
Excuse me. Is there something else going on beside my introduction of my website of the day?
No, we can't wait to hear the Dougal results.
All right. So, despite the cynicism from the ladies that I work with, here is your website of the day, exclusively here, on what has been called the DJV show. Maybe we should go back to Doug Steffen's Good Day and bring these ladies in one or two at a time. So the website of the day is something that will have tremendous impact on people who know how to use it, I think, because I found this last night. It's called Your Dictionary. That's the website. It's very easy to understand. In this era, you know how I am grammatically focused, a grammarian of sorts. So here, the only thing is it sort of dumbed down everything like all the rest of the stuff, because it gives you examples of sentences and quotes and pronunciations.
Isn't that what all dictionaries do, like online dictionaries?
Well, it puts it all together. The thesaurus is in there. It's kind of a computer dictionary as well, a medical dictionary. There's a lot of different things that are supposedly simpler and more easy to understand. I was just intrigued, frankly, when I found it, that it had synonyms, that sort of thing in it, and homonyms and antonyms and things that have been lost on many people who just look, they don't worry about things like this anymore. So am I, when I use the term worry, I guess that's not the right approach, or is it? Are we at risk of losing yet something else that is important? We're all, as Americans, we have this sort of thing about keeping or holding on to some of our traditions. And although there are plenty of people who don't use the right grammar, they use slang, and that's been the case, so they get foul and use language that not considered socially acceptable, although many, you know, there just are much more acceptance. There is much more acceptance of the stuff that, when I grew up, was pretty gross. I can remember when I was 11 years old, I was standing by the silo of the farm, and a truck came down the road with a big load of corn on it to be put in the silo. And I looked at the load, and I said to Dan Phillips, who was the farmer, lived across the street from us, I said, "Wow, that's a hell of a big load," because I'd heard that before.
And I'm sure you have.
Right. And he said, he looked at me and said, "We don't talk like that here." And I thought to myself, I've heard that from him hundreds of times, and other things that I learned later in life were much more vulgar than that. And yet he didn't want me to go down that street. And I think that every once in a while, when I'm out with Brendan and we're pushing miles around, or he's walking around or playing in the playground, or out in the somewhere in, we like to go to the parks and that sort of thing, and Brendan will come out with an F-bomb, and I look at him and I say, "Come on, let's not use those words around Miles." He'll smile. He says, "What? You think he's never going to hear those from anybody else? I'd rather he learn them from me." Which,
oh boy,
you know what?
Oh boy,
yeah.
That's like what the parents say when they're like, "Well, you don't want your kid to do drugs. Well, if he's going to do drugs, he's going to do them anyway. Might as well have him do them with me."
Yeah. And in the your dictionary, there are animal puns. Did you see those? Did you all go to the website?
Yes.
What did the cow say to the calf?
Moo.
No, it's past your bedtime.
Oh, Lord.
God.
Oh, boy.
Just to recap what we've learned. So the Dougal side of the day is the dictionary?
What are we on, dictionary.com?
Did you just discover the dictionary online?
That was like the first thing. After the internet was invented, they started with the dictionary.
Look, he had a lot in his nightstand.
I didn't sleep particularly well last night, perhaps that's the explanation for this. Well, I'm glad
I have the website of the day. This is so cool. This one handles news and email. It's called AOL. Oh, wait, no, Prodigy.
You're pretty pleased with yourself today, aren't you?
Kind of giggly. I don't know why. I don't think I've been sleeping a lot either.
I think all of us slept badly last night.
One way or the other. All right, so shall I proceed with food news?
Yes.
Please.
All right. The fact that Oprah Winfrey has joined Kraft to present a new food show called Oh, That's Good, I find intriguing. They're coming there, and not only are they doing this, and they're going to advertise it heavily, but the interesting thing is that they've created soups and side dishes as a partnership with Weight Watchers. Yeah, well, I guess it comes as a result of the Weight Watchers thing. So now they're going to develop food with the O brand. Was that an inevitable? Say it again, Doug. An inevitable side of this whole thing. She's promoting this as her health kick, and it's going to be in the supermarkets this fall. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, they went through what they've offered. The soups are $4.99, the sides are $4.49. She said, I love healthy foods and eating from my garden. She wanted to make nutritious comfort foods more accessible to everybody. So one wonders if this is another way. She invested $43 million in Weight Watchers. Her investment is now worth $294 million. That's a pretty good business.
Yeah, membership spiked once she signed on.
Right. So how many people go to those things and stay there?
A lot. My mom's a lifetime member. She goes
Weight
to
Watchers.
She still goes to weekly meetings. Yep.
So what do they do at the meetings? What happens? I've never done any of those things. What do they do?
You set yourself on fire. As a former member of Weight Watchers, you go in and they weigh you in and they give you whatever new materials they give you for the week. And then they pretty much talk about each half hour meeting has like a theme.
Yeah.
And then they open it up and people can discuss strategies or, you know, maybe new food products they found that somehow fills a need in a more nutritional way for people. And then that's it. So basically everything has a theme, whether it's stress eating, exercising, relaxing, you know, whatever it might be that's going to make you more successful in weight loss. Each meeting kind of covers one of those topics.
It does. Are all of those outfits the same? Whether it's a Jeannie Hall or what's the name of the other one? Jenny Craig?
Jenny Craig. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. You know, I've never tried Jenny Craig or Nutrisystem really, so I don't know. I don't think they have the meeting. I think what makes Weight Watchers unique
like
is that... Well, that you go in and you can get strategies and you can do it in person and you can kind of, you have a team that builds up sort of around you. I think that's one of the selling points of going in person. Yeah. And by the way, every meeting's the same. They have like Weight Watcher curriculum, so I don't know who develops that. But like if you went to a meeting in Chicago or if you went to one in Washington, D.C., the content would be the same.
So you could go to your fooddictionary.com for that perhaps.
Sure, and there is one of those, by the way.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure I haven't found many
He'll
things.
He'll discover it 10 years from now.
All right, next food item, Cheetos, has gotten together with some restaurateur. There's a pop-up restaurant in Unork, and everything on the menu comes from Cheetos. Anne Burrell, is that her name, who's on the Food Network?
Yeah.
Yes.
She has launched this restaurant, designed the Cheetos menu. Dishes range in price from $8 to $22. What in the name of heavens are you going to buy with Cheetos that's worth $22? Unless you're nuts.
It's a stoner's dream restaurant.
I guess.
Yeah.
Spicy Cheetos nachos, a Cheetos cheddar mac and cheese called Cheetos Mac and Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
Good God. Cheetos crusted cheesecake. And Cheetos sweet and salty cookies.
I think the cookies would be the only thing that might be okay.
Really?
Well, like, sweet and salty together is always pretty good, so...
Yeah, but the cheese part, that fake dusty cheese.
Yeah.
So, the first time I ever had salt in the dessert, we had that the other night at the the chef prepared that dessert, and it had a little salt in with the strawberries and the cream. It was actually, it was different. It was changed. So let's see, the brand's mascot, Chester Cheeto, that's somebody we ought to get as a guest, Victoria. All the Cheeto, they have Cheeto sushi rolls?
Well, yeah,
my God,
that sounds good.
Terrible. Cheetos bagels, Cheetos pizza.
I hope they have large bathrooms in this restaurant.
So the restaurant opens next week at the Tribeca in the Tribeca neighborhood of Manhattan. Tourist favorite, they think it'll become a tourist
so
favorite.
Should we all go visit Victoria and check this place out?
Yeah, we'll meet at the Cheeto place.
Okay, so now it's time for us to turn the corner to the sports desk. There are a couple of very important stories that Jennifer and Victoria would like you to know about. Let's see the... I'm not sure about this guy, Jerry Ramey, who was a player, I think, for the Red Sox, if I remember correctly. Now is an analyst on their television broadcast. He's going to be undergoing cancer therapy, chemotherapy. I didn't realize he had cancer surgery. When did this take place, Victoria?
In June.
June, okay.
Yeah, he had the surgery in June.
So he's somebody that people know because he was a player, right? Isn't that, I don't know him.
I don't know if he watches stuff on TV,
but I'm pretty sure he was a...
He may have been. I mean, it would make sense. That's why he's an analyst for the game. That would totally make sense, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what's the rest of the story, or is that it?
Well, no, he's getting a lot of online support. He had hoped that he would be back in the booth for the All-Star game, but he has not been able to return yet. So he had the surgery in June. He has lung cancer. And so now he's moving on to the next stage, which will be chemo. This is the fourth time his cancer has come back. So he had the surgery to remove a small piece of his lung that was impacted. And he's been in the booth since 1998. He was first diagnosed with cancer in 2008, so he's been battling this for a long time. So a lot of he's been getting a lot of online support from fans.
I'm looking at a picture of him with an A's hat on. So I'm guessing that at least he played for the Athletics, right? I also am looking at a picture of him in the booth with a cigarette in his hand.
Uh-oh.
So I'm not thinking that's the smartest thing.
You're right, though. He played for the Boston Red Sox. He also played for the Angels, so that's what he's for.
Yeah. I'm seeing him in a Boston hat now. Yep. All right, well, you wish him well under the circumstances, as with anybody who's going through that sort of thing. All right, Jen, Major League Baseball players are now going to be allowed to put their nicknames on their jerseys. Why in the world?
Well, only for a short time. This is a thing that Major League Baseball is doing for just a weekend, players' weekend, actually, that happens later on this month. Major League Baseball, together with the Major League Baseball Players Association, announced that a group of initiatives aimed at letting players express themselves while connecting with their past in youth baseball. From August the 25th to August 27th, players will wear alternate jerseys inspired by youth league designs, and they can also replace last names with nicknames on the jersey nameplate. So players will also be permitted to wear custom-designed flashy equipment from batting gloves to bats that shows off their personalities. Following the theme of the weekend's connection to youth baseball, the jersey's right sleeves will have logos meant to symbolize the development of each player. The evolution patch has a blank space where players can write in someone they wish to thank who helped them in the big leagues. This is kind of like the NFL when they do My Cleats, My Cause campaign during week 13, the last week of the season. Baseball players can now support a charity of their choice before or after the game, and then Major League Baseball will auction off the jerseys on its website with proceeds going to the Major League Baseball and the Players Association Youth Development Foundation. Now, some of the nicknames that we already know about: Yankee star Aaron Judge is All Rise, Yankees Todd Frazier is Todd Father, and the Indians Trevor Bauer is going to be using Bauer Outage. This is where baseball crumbles apart because it becomes about the player instead of the team. But, you know, that's just my own commentary.
Well, thank you for that, Jennifer. Ten before the hour.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Time for Doug Steffen to introduce Victoria Keelan to do her thing in the Tech Talk world. She does a nice job. She has the tech dictionary in front of her, and so she can use that information that she gets there. Lots of these dictionaries are very helpful. I've heard online dictionaries, Victoria, are very helpful.
It's a new
helpful.
Thing.
I've heard that. Yes, right. So we'll have updates on a couple of things. An app raising certain concerns, and streamlining the Eclipse, which is coming up next week. You'll hear how to do that in a moment.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate. Available on the 2017 Ford Escape lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym to bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 50. It's back to the hour. Today is get it in the chops day for Doug. Let's see if we can manage to get through this next portion of the program without me taking it in the neck. There's a new anonymous messaging app. Why is this a problem?
Oh, this is becoming a big problem. It's called Saraha, and if you've never heard of it, it is the most downloaded app right now in the App Store on multiple platforms. It has 15 million current users. The name Saraha is Arabic. It loosely translates to honesty. It began as a program used by companies to allow employees to anonymously critique their boss's performance and also to provide feedback about coworkers. It then launched as a public app, and it very quickly is becoming a popular messaging app amongst teens. The
Can I
problem,
use it to critique my cohorts? Yeah.
Yes, but none of us are on Saraha, so you'd be on your own. But the problem, though, is that's being raised by parents and, of course, by school officials is this is just a platform for online bullying. There is no censorship on it. It's a total free-for-all. Some kids think it's fun because you can message with your friends and, you know, and kind of play jokes on them and things like that, but then it's just becoming really negative now. One person posted a comment. It's basically people can comment anything about you, and you don't know who it's coming from. So it's not great. One woman said, my son signed up for an account. Within 24 hours, someone posted a horrible racist comment on his page, including saying that he should be lynched, and she said the site is a breeding ground for hate. An adult user said, it was really cool at first because it was jokes with my friends and stuff, and then someone sent me my home address, and I got really freaked out. Then people were sending me a bunch of perverted porn, and he said I would delete my account, but it won't let me. So there are some glitches with this because it's not a very well-supported app as well. But, yeah, look to see this in headlines. If your kids or grandkids are using messaging apps, this is one you want to make sure they stay away from because this is just nothing good is coming from this.
All right, how can we stream the eclipse that's scheduled for next Monday, is it the 21st? It's a week from Monday, the 21st.
Yeah, well, if you don't live in one of the 14 states that the eclipse will pass over, you can actually stream it online from NASA. NASA TV is going to do all kinds of really cool stuff. You'll get to see the eclipse from outer space. You'll get to see it from various vantage points. They even have high-altitude balloons. And, of course, this is the safest way to watch the eclipse. NASA is also reminding everyone, your sunglasses. Glasses will not work. They will not protect your eyes. Do not look at the sun. You have to make sure that you get the special glasses that you need. They are ISO 12312 international standard. You can Google it. You can also get them free at 4,500 public libraries across the country. They are giving these glasses out for free and as well as at Warby Parker stores. You can go in and they'll give you the free glasses to watch the eclipse as well. So it all starts at noon on August 21st.
All right. There's the story. Aren't you glad you were listening? Now you know so much more than the other people who don't listen to the DJV experience. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.